Well, that's what we call vapor, just rising. But now these fogs come in off of the
salt waters.
Mm-hmm. Salt waters.
Oh, salt water. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Roy, they come in. Now, Roy Leap down here on the Channel 13 weather man. He will tell us about the fog that's coming in, drifting across the Gulf, coming in maybe from the northwest or whatever direction they're coming from.
The Gulf.
And, heavy fog.
Yeah, and we'll have heavy fog and watch your driving of the morning. All of you that have to get out early, there'll be a heavy fog in the morning.
What kind of day does he usually say it's going to be?
Well, he'll say it will be, the sun will burn it off by possibly 10:30, 11 o'clock. Then we'll have a clear day from then on. But we may, could have a shower this afternoon. And if we do, then we'll have no fog in the morning. It washes it.
You ever driven in that stuff?
Tried to. Now, when I'm driving and I get out on the road and get a heavy fog, I get just as far off of that road just as quick as I can. I stopped one time, the first one that I ever got into, and pulled off. I was going to work, and I pulled off of the road. Didn't know where I was at when I run into it. It's just like running into a brick wall.
I pulled off just as quick as I could.
So I pulled off just as quick as I could.
Where I was at when I got stopped.
And do you know where I was at when I got stopped?
Where?
My bumper was within 18 inches of a big gas tank and a filling station over this side of the road.
And
I couldn't see that no more than nothing. I got out, got off of the road. And when I saw where I was at, I told the fella, I said, well, now, let me get away from there. And kind of guide me here a little bit, because you couldn't see 10 feet ahead of you.
So
that, if that fog was so heavy, he watched me and I got backed up, got squared around and got out of the way. Because you can't tell when they go to packing up down here, especially on the four over here about what they call the McIntosh Road. Oh, there's been people killed there every year. They just go on in there and run into that heavy fog, you know, and they're all over the both sides of the road everywhere there. And this past year, there's I don't know how many dead down there. One morning, and the traffic was blocked there for 2 or 3 miles. The highway patrol finally got out there and got stopping the traffic, wouldn't let them go in. Lots of people that knew other route would head the other way. Now, the best thing to do when you get in that fog,
get off of the road just as far as you can get.
Get off of the road just as far as you can get.
Coming down.
Because you don't know what fool is coming down this road here and driving 90 miles an hour, you know. You know how the driving is.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
And so
I stay off
of the road all that I can. Wife and me were just talking about it a while ago, taking a little vacation. I would like to go back to Hendersonville, North Carolina, one more time. Used to have a good old buddy that I'd go to. He had a motor court there at Hendersonville, out west of Hendersonville on Road 25. His name was Tom Pack, and he was a crackerjack good old fellow. My wife and me and brother and his wife, we'd go up there, we'd get in touch with him and get reservations there, you know, and get a cottage. I'd just like to go back and see if old man Tom's still alive. He's getting to be pretty well in years, but I just would like to go back there one more time. I told my wife, I said, I'd like to just stop by there. And I'd like to go to the Kirkland Motor Court there. We stayed there one time. And Mr. Kirkland dead, but his wife was alive the last time we were in there. She was still running the court.
Stop back there. Thank you.